we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
Back here at the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl, this is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cromwell. We are now joined by Parker Gabriel, Denver Broncos beat reporter for the Denver Post. And Parker, the Denver Broncos have two holes this offseason. The first hole is that they are projected to be $24 million over the projected salary cap. Which non and petty free agents do you expect to be cap casualties?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of potential guys, I think, but the thing about them is they have several high-priced veterans that are under contract for 2024, or in a couple cases 24 and 25, but don't have any guaranteed money left. And so there's a couple ways you can go about that. You can just release those guys, you could try to trade them, or there's a couple that maybe they saw enough from in 2023 where you could think about an extension. So the group of guys that you have to make that decision set on: Justin Simmons, Courtland Sutton, Garrett Bowles, Tim Patrick. Those are high-priced players. They're veteran players. That's before you get into the Russell Wilson conversation. And so I don't think you'll see them just cut all of those guys, but some combination of cut, extend, trade, restructure.
Absolutely. And there are four players that catch my eye in that scenario. Courtland Sutton, Justin Simmons, and Garrett Bowles, and Jerry Jeudy. Would you be surprised if the Broncos wind up trading two of them before the draft?
Not necessarily before or during the draft. I don't think that would be a big surprise. It wouldn't be a surprise to see them try to hang on to three or all of them. But I think if they traded two of them, or in some way, shape, or form, you know, two of them were no longer on the Broncos, I mean, that wouldn't be a shock.
Absolutely. And the Broncos are staring down an $85 million cap hit over the next 2 years because of Russell Wilson's impending release. And one of the best ways to stomach that is to get more cost-controlled players onto the roster. And currently, the Broncos only have six picks in the draft. And Sean Payton is a guy that likes to be aggressive by moving up the board, but general manager George Payton, he has the exact opposite philosophy. He's about moving down the board. Would you be surprised if the Broncos wind up moving down the board from 12 to accumulate more picks?
I wouldn't. I think it makes a lot of sense, especially in a way, especially, you know, given what we've seen this week. It's not clear to me that there's going to be a quarterback on the board at 12 that's going to fit the value. Maybe, you know, we'll sort of see how the next couple months go. Maybe it's J.J. McCarthy, maybe Bo Nix, although I'm not sure. Yeah. We've seen a knockout performance from any quarterback here this week. So, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, they don't have a second-round pick, and so you've only got two picks in the first 2 days for Denver of the draft. And like you said, I mean, they have some cap flexibility to move around without really sacrificing the future, but they need players, and they need young talent. They need cheap, cost-controlled talent. The way to do that's in the draft, so it would not surprise me to see them try to create at least a couple of more picks.
Absolutely, and if the Broncos do not go quarterback in the first round, at which position do you see them targeting?
Well, there's a whole bunch. I mean, of course. They could spend it on a wide receiver. They could take an edge player. They could take an interior defensive lineman, a guy like Byron Murphy, who originally was here, and isn't competing this week. You know, they could take a corner. I know there's Broncos fans that won't like that, but you could justify taking another corner in the first round. You could see them take a tackle in the first round, especially if they're not sure that they're going to extend Garrett Bowles. So there's like a half dozen positions where they could use a first round pick on, whether it's at 12 or moving back to try to accumulate more, and they'd be perfectly justified in doing it.
Absolutely. And the Broncos, through their salary cap situation, might have to go bargain bin shopping for quarterback competition in free agency for Jared Stidham. So do you see guys like Jameis Winston, Jacoby Brissett, or Jimmy Garoppolo as more likely options for the Broncos come March?
Sure. Yeah, I think any of those guys. You know, maybe a guy like Gardner Minshew. So there's a bunch out there that could potentially fit the bill. So it's going to be very interesting to see sort of what route they go. They could probably get up toward the middle market. But then your quarterback room is getting really expensive. So it'll be fascinating. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of bargain options for them.
Definitely. And given the lack of talent on the roster last season, does it speak volumes that Sean Payton was able to squeeze 8 wins out of this roster?
Yeah, I think I wrote that this week, actually, that there's sort of one of two ways to look at that. I mean, one is that you maximized a roster not only, you know, that stayed healthy all year and got 8 wins out of it, or you know, you didn't do a great job. And so if you believe the first one, that they maximized a healthy roster and got 8 wins, that just goes to show you the amount of work they have to do in the future.
Parker Gabriel, Broncos beat reporter for the Denver Post. Thanks for joining us, my man.
Yep, you got it.